Blog Talk Radio.
Hello again, everybody. Welcome to part two. Part two of the Trump administration timeline. There's a whole lot of shit to investigate. Part two. Part one was yesterday. Here's the podcast. Let's get it started. We pick off from yesterday, last night, April the 11th, 2017, in an interview with Fox News. Trump says, quote, it's not too late, unquote, for him to fire Comey, but that he has confidence in him. Trump goes on to criticize Comey for clearing Hillary Clinton. May the 2nd, Trump attacks Comey on Twitter, saying he gave Clinton a, quote, free pass, unquote. Trump also says that the Russia story is, quote, phony, unquote, and an excuse used by the Democrats to justify their election loss. May the 8th, Trump meets with Attorney General Jeff Sessions, who recused himself from the Russia investigation, and Deputy Attorney General Rod Rosenstein. They discuss firing Comey. Remember, Jeff Sessions recused himself. Comey and Russia are tied at the hip. They are directly related. So I don't know what Jeff Sessions is even doing in on that meeting with Trump. That's unrecusing himself in my podcaster's estimation. May the 9th, after receiving a recommendation from Rosenstein, Sessions sends a letter to Trump recommending that he dismiss Comey. Once again, Sessions is unrecusing himself. Later that day, Trump fires Comey. In his letter of dismissal, Trump says he was acting on the recommendation of Sessions and Rosenstein, whose decision was based on Comey's mishandling of the Clinton email investigation in 2016. Trump also says, quote, I greatly appreciate you informing me on three separate occasions that I am not under investigation, unquote. That's no longer the case, asswipe. And by the way, I don't know why Trump would be so bent out of shape on the Clinton email fiasco. He seemed to praise Comey's handling of that very same fiasco way back in October and November. What a hypocrite. May the 9th, in interviews, top White House officials, including Mike Pence, the vice president, Kellyanne Conway, and his press secretary, Sean Spicer, and his other co-press secretary, Sarah Sanders, insist that Trump only decided to fire Comey after receiving Rosenstein's recommendation and that Comey's firing had nothing to do with the Russian investigation. Well, if you believe that, I got some land to sell to you in the Everglades in a bridge in Brooklyn. May 10th, 2017, during an Oval Office meeting with Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov and Russian Ambassador Sergei Kislyak, Trump says Comey was, quote, crazy, unquote, and, quote, a real nut job, unquote. He also tells them, quote, I've faced great pressure because of Russia. That's taken off, unquote, to the New York Times. I think that's a confessional incrimination right there. That is that's a bald-faced admission of obstruction of justice if there ever was one, ladies and gentlemen of the jury. May the 11th, in an interview, Trump says he was going to fire Comey regardless of Rosenstein's recommendation. This is the interview he had on NBC with Lester Holt. And that he was thinking about, quote, this Russia thing, unquote, while deciding to fire Comey. He told NBC News, quote, regardless of recommendation, I was going to fire Comey, knowing there was no good time to do it. And in fact, when I decided to just do it, I said, you know, this Russia thing with Trump and Russia is a made-up story. It's an excuse by the Democrats, unquote. May the 12th, in a tweet, Comey suggests he might have recordings saying, quote, James Comey better hope that there are no tapes of our conversations before he starts leaking to the press, unquote. On the same day, Trump tweets that the collusion investigation is a, quote, witch hunt, unquote. May the 17th, Rosenstein appoints former FBI director.
Robert Mueller.
And that will conclude tonight's broadcast. We will give you part three tomorrow. Thank you for listening. This is the old Rough Rider himself, rounding third, heading for home. And as always, stay well, keep it lit, and remember, we ride, but you decide.